Hey, welcome back to day five of our Strongpreneur Christmas, the 12 days of a Strongpreneur Christmas. My name is Tom Reber, your host, and it is good to be here. It's good to see you all out there today in podcast land. All right, so let's get started. On the first day of Christmas, my Strongpreneur gave to me clear eyes to a clear future. On the second day, it was a truth pill to wake me up. And on the third day, I was given a wake-up call to focus on profit. On the fourth day of the Strongpreneur Christmas, the Strongpreneur gave to me a light pack for the climb. And today, on the fifth day of this Strongpreneur Christmas, the Strongpreneur is giving to me a challenge to choose how I use my time. Guys, we only have 168 hours in a week, and you got to sleep now and then, and you got to spend some time with your family now and then. How you choose your time is the biggest thing that matters in your life. All right? Building a business, making a profit, the overhead stuff we've talked about, and the other things that we're going to talk about in the remaining days of this 12 days of Christmas, none of it matters if our time isn't spent wisely. And if it's not spent on the things that we love and with the people that we love and that we care about. My challenge to you is to remind you today, going into 2017, that you are 100% in control of how you use the time that you have. 100% control. If you're a business owner, you're even in more control because you get to do whatever the heck you want. Yes, you have to answer to people and customers and things like that, and you have work to fulfill. But at the end of the day, you can really do what you want to do because you have control over your calendar. So I want to challenge you going forward this year to take out that blank calendar at the beginning of each week and put the most important things in your life on there first. Put that time with your spouse or significant other. Put that time with the kids. Put some chunks. Put the exercise time on there and the time for you to recharge, if that means hiking or surfing or, you know, sitting around and reading. Whatever it is to you that's going to recharge you and make you a healthier person, put those things on the calendar first and treat those things as sacred appointments, just like you would if you had a $100,000 sale to go close. Because at the end of the day, all we have is our time, you guys. That's it. And don't live your life to where you're going to look back and regret that you didn't love as strongly as you should and spend the time with the people that you should have and this and that. All right? You are in control of your time. I'm in control of my time. Don't buy the lies of the world that, you know, you don't have control. All right? Hopefully you get the point with this today because this is deep stuff and it will hurt your life or help your life in amazing ways, all on how you choose to use your time and how I choose to use my time. Got 24 hours in a day. Okay. Use your time. Spend your time on the things that are going to have the biggest impact in your life. And first of all, it's those relationships that I just talked about. And then when you get to the work side of things, choose to spend your time on things that are going to drive your life and drive your business forward. Make no compromises on that, and you're going to have one heck of a 2017. Merry Christmas.